Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
I also have a middle name I don't like, but I'll
tell you about it later.
We need to talk technology.
We'll get it out of him later,
don't worry.
Facebook or Instagram user, if you are, you may have noticed posts in recent days claiming the parent company Meta is using your photos to train its AI models. Is this true, Jess, and should we be concerned?
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to do this, was just tell people that it is true and it has been happening for quite a while. Very often you'll see stuff on Facebook, you know, share this status to protect your privacy and X, Y and Z. Very often they're just a modern version of a chain letter or a pen pal letter that had no basis. But Meta has confirmed that they are doing this. They have a program called Emu that uses publicly available content on Facebook and Instagram to train its text-to-image generator. So Meta launched its own version of ChatGPT a little while ago. And one of the brilliant features that isn't available here in Ireland, but you can get in the US, is you can say, imagine a radio presenter wearing a navy and white striped top with headphones on. I just give it the text and it'll generate an image. Some of the images are incredible, some of them are naff. But what they're doing is they're using images that are already available on its platform.
Publicly
to try and train and enhance the accuracy of the images it then produces.
Okay. Is that a worry? Is that something we should worry about?
There's no denying that people will worry about it. Whether or not it's going to do anything, whether the worry is going to change anything, I don't know. This has been happening for quite a long time. An awful lot of the services that we utilise will use some form of artificial intelligence in the background to get better. Think of autocorrect, for example.
Yeah.
Think of, if you're writing an email and it's giving you all these prompts to end with regards or warm regards or whatever, it learns your turns of phrase and it builds it in. What I would say is, if you have images that you don't want, firstly, you have the option, obviously, not to be on these platforms, but just make sure that you are downloading and deleting your entire archive. The other thing that you can do is lock down all of your social media accounts, which I'd recommend you do from a cybersecurity point of view anyway, unless you are an influencer or someone using these platforms for business purposes. Lock everything down. Keep your content private.
Okay. Jessica Valentine Kelly.
Oh, please.
Thank you indeed for that.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.